out of here, you damn dinosaur.
It's Yankee Doodle. You stole the song from Yankee Doodle.
You don't even write your own song, you stupid purple idiot.
I mean, granted, dinosaurs did have small brains.
They did.
Hey, real quick. Uh-huh. I know you got your stupid rock news that nobody cares about, but I want to talk about this real quick. Is your wife like pickles?
Yeah, she doesn't go crazy for them, but I mean, she likes them.
She's not up in arms, just crazy for pickles.
No, she's not deep throating pickles on the daily, but you know, she'll eat them for sure. For sure,
my wife absolutely loves pickles. Pickles.
Get the pickle out of your mouth. There you go.
Right. And I've discovered that a lot of females are like that. A lot of guys that like pickles. I mean, I love pickles, but I don't go like seeking them out.
Yeah.
Every time I go to the grocery store, she goes right to the pickle section. Do they got new kinds? We try this new kind?
Does she?
I don't know.
Does she like the cut pickles or whole pickles? What kind of pickles does she prefer?
I'll tell you what kind of pickles she likes. So these. It's called Baby J's, all right? It's this pickle company around the area. Started making pickles in 2021, and they had some available yesterday. And she's like, we got to get these pickles. We got to get them. So we got a jar of these pickles yesterday, and I tried one. She's not wrong. Unbelievable pickle. Probably one of the best pickles I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Has she ever picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Yeah.
Or pickles?
I can't say that.
Pickled peppers? Pickles?
I could never ask her because I could never get through the sentence.
Like me, I do enjoy a nice deep-fried pickle. I do enjoy, you know, pickle spears. On a burger, you get some good, you know, nice bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Famous Dave's does the devil spit pickles, which are really good.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, again, though, I'm not like, oh, my God, if I don't have pickles, I'm going to effing die.
See, this is a homemade recipe. Mm. I'm not sure how many he makes. But when he makes them, I mean, she is like, drop what you do. Got to go get some Baby J's.
Okay. So it's a local thing.
It's a local thing.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Then you can find them on Facebook.
Okay.
But I wanted to give them a shout out because I was like, man, they deserve. If that's a homemade pickle, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Look, I'm not taking anything away from this guy, but pickles are actually probably one of the easiest things to make because you just throw stuff in the vinegar.
Here's the thing, though.
Or whatever.
You would think. But we tried it. Use the exact same. I don't know what he does. Obviously, they're not giving the recipe away, but, you know, this is kind of how we looked it up, you know, and blah, blah, blah. They were terrible. The worst pickles I had ever eaten in my entire life.
You probably didn't add enough sugar. You got to put a lot of sugar in those.
Do you?
Yeah. Did you do any sugar in there? That's probably why it tastes like crap if you didn't.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't remember. But anyway, there you go. Baby J's, whatever you're doing, keep it up,
because Hunter's wife just loves deep throating those pickles.
Hey, you know what? She loves her pickles, and you're keeping her happy, so I need you.
Yeah. It's like, God, this is so nice having something this big in my mouth. It's great.
Hey, these pickles. They're sliced. They're pickle slices.
Oh, the pickle slices. That's saying something even more, buddy. I'm sorry to say.
Aren't you a jerk?
Maybe that is why chicks do love pickles, though. Is just maybe
she's had friends over, like a pickle party. Really?
Your wife's weird, man. Weird lady. Weird lady.
Telling you.
Anyway. Well, Sweet Baby J's, is that what it was? Or Baby J's? No, or
Baby J's.
Baby J's. Go get some pickles. Pickles. Mm-hmm. Before Hunter's wife eats them all.
Exactly.
Just deep throats all those pickles. Get some on.
She will.
All right, we got to get to it. It's time for Rock News and Rock History.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham and his crew are going to get you taken care of and back on the road. So you can go get your pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Your Baby J's pickles.
You gotta get them.
Let's see. Hold on, I had a story. Where'd it go? There we go. You'll like this, Hunter. A simple social media change has Blink-182 fans wondering if Tom DeLonge is back in the band. On Sunday, DeLonge posted a photo of Blink in the 90s on his Instagram with the caption just being the band's Instagram handle. After that post, he updated his Instagram bio to say, I make music, Blink-182, and Angels and Airwaves. The post comes just 2 weeks after Matt Skiba, who replaced DeLong in Blink, in 2015, admitted to a fan on Instagram that he didn't know if he was still in the band.
Come on, just be normal for a little bit and make some music, and then you can go back.
Dude, this photo of the band is just, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
It's like a pure 90s photo.
Dude, it's just pure 90s. They got like the long, like shin-length shorts on, the high socks, the Converse on there.
Big let me say it. That band was a big part of my life.
Oh, my God.
Big part of my life.
Emma of the State? You kidding me?
I went through like a Green Day, Blink, kind of a punk stage.
Well, that
I didn't dress it, but I loved the music.
Yeah, that late 90s, early 2000s, man. I know some people are like, that's not punk. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. It's just a different style.
That's what I grew up through. I
know it's not Sid Vicious playing bass horribly. I know. I realize that you guys think that that's the only punk out there.
Yeah, but hey, we grew up in different times.
Yeah, no.
So quit yelling at me.
I love Blink. I love Blink, man. That's awesome. And if Tom is back, maybe taking a break from the tinfoil hats and aliens for just a bit. Yeah, it would be.
Come on.
It would be. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, some ominous, is that the word, or foreshadowing photos?
I think you got that right.
Yeah. Close enough. Who's going to question this? Come on. No, no one knows. But all right. So maybe Blink back together. We'll see. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, August 2nd, 1968, The Doors started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. single chart with Hello, I Love You. Hello, I Love You. Won't you tell me your
name? Great song.
Great song. Not as good as Come On, Come On, Come On, Come On, Come On, Come On.
That's a great song, man.
But think about that, living in a world where The Doors are just number one on the charts. Like, that's just unbelievable. That's the kind of world I want.
Doors kind of put you in a certain mood.
Yeah.
Every time they're on, it's like they kind of got their own, I don't know. Like, there's just not a lot of other bands. Creedence kind of does it to me, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like The Doors. Like, I can listen to Creedence and The Doors back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Doors are great.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Yeah, it's a good time. Number one on the charts.
Did everybody have that Jim Morrison poster?
I think so. I think so. At least when I was in college, it was like every other dorm room had the Jim Morrison
poster.
Yeah,
yeah. The shirtless poster with him looking at the camera.
Yeah. Because it was edgy and cool. We didn't know what we were doing. We had no idea. Idiots. Anyway, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back with more. Stick around.